Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We are studying the book of Revelation. In this session, we'll be looking at Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 to 18. The enhancement of world power. Two figures important to the end times events are the first beast, also known as Antichrist, and another beast called false prophet. Look at chapter 16 and verse 13 for a moment. It says, "And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet." And then move ahead to Revelation chapter 19 and verse 20. "And then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet, who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast, and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone." And then in Revelation 20, verse 10, "The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever." The appearance of the second beast, verse 11, "Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. Out of the sea is a political leader from the masses, but out of the earth is a religious leader from the pit." Look at verse 7. "When they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them." A lamb is a masquerade of a Christ figure with two horns versus 10 horns. It means less of power. So don't be deceived. He spoke like a dragon. So what's the aim of the second beast, the false prophet? Well, the second beast, the false prophet's responsibility is to promote the worship of the first beast, Antichrist. It's not to bring attention to himself, but to promote worship of the first beast, Antichrist. His power is as great in function as the first, but his power is only used in interest of him. Verse 12, "And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed." You see, Satan's goal has never changed. He presents a masquerade of the eternal Trinity of God. The dragon, Satan, is like God the Father. The beast, the Antichrist, is like God the Son. And the false prophet is like God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings glory to Jesus Christ the Son. The false prophet glorifies the Antichrist. Look at chapter 13, verses 13 to 17. "He performs great signs, so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand and on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Imagine the awe in the hearts of people as he makes fire come down from heaven onto the earth. Sound familiar? The two witnesses, Sodom and Gomorrah, Mount Carmel, the burning bush, counterfeit signs to show the world he is as powerful. It's deception and delusion. Verses 14 and 15. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast, who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Willing obedience. Why? Well, it's simple. Recovery from a mortal wound and many miraculous signs. So people are going to give all their attention, all their devotion. They're going to obey. As they see all these signs and they've witnessed his resurrection. Now the people are ready for Satan's takeover. The complete control of the world's economic system by this mark in the control. Verses 16 and 17 again. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. No one now knows who the Antichrist is, but they will then. Man's number in the Bible is 6. Created on the 6th day, work 6 days. The beast's threefold reiteration of the number 6 is to underscore, to identify him when the time comes. We're called to be ready. Matthew chapter 24, in verses 16 and 17, Jesus says, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in the Judea flee to the mountains. It's all clear. Satan is going to set up this system so that he can rule the earth. He can rule everyone on the earth and do it by everyone having this mark and controlling their ability to purchase or not based on that mark. You have a great day.